Hakeem Jeffries won't commit to blocking additional Iran war funding. Yep, Chuck Schumer is admittedly and explicitly in favor of the war with Iran, and Hakeem Jeffries won't commit to blocking it. Useless? Not just useless, man. Collaborationist. Useless would imply that they're just inept and weak. They are just enemies of you. They're traitors to the American people. They are servile to Israel and the capital class.
Welcome back, and joining me now is House Democratic Leader Hakeem Jeffries.
Insmith asked, disgusting fish creature. God, I hate him.
Of New York. Leader Jeffries, welcome back to Meet the Press.
Good morning. Great to be back.
It's good great morning. To have you back. Let's start with the war in Iran. The United States now a week into this conflict.
We don't take
Do
kindly
you think
to strangers
the world
around
is
here.
Safer now that the Supreme Leader is dead?
Well, certainly as it relates to the Ayatollah, he was a bad actor, and I'm not going to shed any tears as a result of his departure. I think the big question is, why did we get into this war? What are our strategic objectives? Because they shift every day. And what is the plan to get out of this conflict? The American people don't want to see billions of dollars being spent to bomb Iran in the Middle East, while at the same period of time, my Republican colleagues and this president are unwilling to spend a dime to lower their grocery bills, spend a dime to actually make it more affordable to go see a doctor, or do anything about this affordability crisis that is very real in the United States of America.
It's a genuine allergy to sincerity. Like, you know, listening to him, you know for a fact he doesn't believe anything that he says. It's impossible to take him seriously. I really don't think there's an equivalent of this anywhere else. I only speak English, so I can only hear in the native language of, you know, America and the United Kingdom and Canada and stuff. But I have never seen another nation's politicians who are so reprehensibly uncharismatic. Somehow they're at the top of the, they're in a democracy, they're voted in, and they're at the top of the game. House Minority Leader, but somehow they are just inhumanly uncharismatic. I haven't seen anything like this anywhere else, you know?
America.
Well, in talking about the strategy,
I propose Meres. I'm really sorry, but like, I think Meres is an order of magnitude more charismatic than Hakeem Jeffries, and I hate Meres. It does also help, by the way, that Friedrich Meres is German, and that's just how you guys are. I like, no hate, but I went to Barcelona. I interacted with Germans who were there on holiday. That's how you guys are. Americans are a lot more emphatic and passionate than Germans are. And I still think that Friedrich Merz is more charismatic than Hakeem Jeffries.
Before this war, let me ask you, because NBC News is reporting that President Trump has privately considered sending boots on the ground to Iran. Is there any scenario where you would support sending U.S. forces to be on the ground in Iran, Leader Jeffries?
No, and in fact, candidate Trump suggested that under no circumstances should American servicemen and women be put into harm's way in this particular type of situation, particularly as it relates to another endless war in the Middle East. And we are deeply saddened right now by the loss of six brave and heroic servicemen and women who have already lost their lives and will continue to pray for their families and their loved ones. But the American people deserve answers from the administration as to how we're going to actually move forward in a way that makes America safer, not more vulnerable.
Well, there is a push for congressional oversight, but both the House and the Senate this week rejected a resolution.
He's dead inside. Well, he doesn't oppose the war. He's said he does not oppose more funding for the war. That's it. That's as straightforward as it can get. Just nothing. It's getting to the point now where I don't know if I can really consider supporting a Democrat who doesn't openly support replacing Hakeem Jeffries and Chuck Schumer. Like, I don't know if I can in good conscience tell anyone to put their time or effort into voting for any Democrat, no matter how progressive, who won't actively advocate for that. It is insane to me that they still have their jobs. It is insane to me. They are so unpopular. Including Mamdani. Mamdani is the mayor of New York City. I have no doubt that if Mamdani was running as a House representative, that he would be in favor of replacing Hakeem Jeffries.
To curb President Trump's war powers in Iran, and frankly, even five Democrats joined Republicans to block the resolution in those chambers. Does that effectively give President Trump a mandate to fight this war?
Not at all. The president, of course, has a responsibility. First and foremost,
you're going to condemn those four Democratic congressmen, or are you just going to let, you know, the revolving door villain theory continue to be true? Just like let them pass under. You guys are the ones taking the fall this time, you know?
Make his case to the American people, which he's failed to do. There's a reason why this...
Make a case to the American people, which he's failed to do. Or in other words, do a better job selling this war to the public.
President is deeply unpopular. His policies, including the one big ugly bill, are unpopular. And this war of choice in the Middle East are unpopular. As Democrats, we're going to continue to make the case to the American people that we should be stewards of spending their taxpayer dollars in a manner that actually is designed to make their life better and make their life more affordable, as opposed to another endless war in the Middle East where we're spending billions and billions of dollars to drop bombs and doing nothing to drop the high cost of living.
Well,
the one big ugly bill line has always felt weak and pathetic. It's all it tells me is that they think very little of the intelligence of their voters. Like, Republicans think that their voters are idiots, and that's true. So they're correct to think that. But Democrats, for the most part, are wrong. The Democrat constituency is upset with the weakness of the party. Democrats don't like this rhetoric. Vosh, oil prices are down more than 5% after being up 20%. What happened? Check in on the beginning of stream, but I talk about it there more. In essence, the G7 is promising to, well, not promising, but they're indicating they're probably going to open up strategic oil reserves. So the price is dropping in response to a perceived overinflation of supply in the near future.
Your Democratic colleague, Democratic Congressman Jared Golden, is among those who voted to block the resolution. I want to read you a little bit of his statement from this week. He says, quote, the president has so far acted within the authorities given to him by Congress through the War Powers Act of 1973. He has been briefing Congress and he has 60 days to make his case for ongoing operations. This is
one of the Democrats who voted against having Congress have to authorize Trump's military involvement with Iran. It's a revolving door villain thing. They needed just a couple of votes to shore up the line and make sure that this didn't go through. If they needed more votes, I'm sure they could have found them.
It's not an illegal war, but it could become one. How do you respond to your House colleague?
Well, every individual member, of course, is going to articulate that.
And guess what? He's not running in 2026. Oh, how coincidental. So you mean they found some sacrificial votes where it wouldn't even matter come the midterms? How curious. I'm looking at his Wikipedia page right now. You're never going to guess which Republican he was a staffer for. Susan Collins on the Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee. And then he ran as a Democrat, stayed just long enough to make sure that Trump could continue to bomb Iran, and then he doesn't run again afterwards.
Their position, the overwhelming majority of both House and Senate Democrats have made the case to the American people and taken the position that this is a war of choice that Donald Trump decided to get into without...
At a town hall last month, the candidates were directly asked if they supported Jeffries, and Kat Abagzala answered before the question was over. I did see this, yes. I did see Kat Abagzala immediately saying she did not support...
Do you support Hakeem Jeffries' continued leadership of the House Democrats?
God bless her. I hate that the campus have tried to turn people against her because she doesn't think China should get to vaporize Taiwan for no reason. Yeah, this is a prereq for me. Also looking very fish.
Any evidence...
Not like... This is also looking fish, parentheses neg.
...being presented to us as members of Congress or to the American people...
But do you agree with Golden it's not an illegal war yet?
...to protect the national security of the American people? No. Jared obviously has a very different position. He's a hero.
He won't even condemn Jared Golden. The one we just saw, the guy who's not running again, he won't even condemn him. Won't even condemn Hakeem Jeffries, the leader of the Democrats in the House of Reps, you know? Yeah, this illegal war is terrible. It's bankrupting the American people. Oh, one of my guys, one of the people under my banner, voted to allow Trump to continue to do this with impunity? Well, that's fine, too. He's a hero.
He fought in the Middle East bravely, and he's entitled, of course, to his perspective. But as I indicated, the American people are dissatisfied with this war of choice that Donald Trump has decided to enter into. And Donald Trump has not made a compelling case as to why we are in a situation where American servicemen and women, their lives are at risk.
Let's talk about the cost of this war, Leader Jeffries. The White House is reportedly weighing a request to Congress for tens of millions of dollars. Several Senate Democrats have said they're open to reviewing what the administration requests, arguing could be critical to military readiness overall. As the leader of House Democrats, do you plan to block all Pentagon funding even if the
This is why I'm terrified of a Gavin Newsom presidency. I really do think that getting in somebody like this into a Democratic presidency after 3 more years of Trump, like after like us till 2028, I think somebody like this might just straight up kill the American spirit. I mean that. I think that people like this are more destructive to the future of this country than Trump ever could be. You run up every Republican, Miller, Vance, Trump, none of them represent as much with regard to the long-term death of this country than people like this. People who are just voids. Open hatred, malice, xenophobia. They're bad, they're evil, yeah. But they are, at the very least, political evils to be defeated. Jeffries is a reminder that no matter what, you can't actually defeat them because the people who are supposed to be in charge of your positions don't care, and they never will care. It's the void. It's the great apocalypse at the end of all things. The death of democracy is not when it's replaced by authoritarians, because at least authoritarians pitch you a message about how they're preferable to democracy. The death of democracy is when everybody gets so disillusioned they no longer think it's worth investing their time and energy into. And they've been working on that for decades, you know?
Argument is, it is critical for military readiness.
Well, we'll cross that bridge when we get to it in terms of if the administration makes a request to Congress to consider additional funding. But at this particular point in time, the administration has failed to make its case as to the rationale or justification.
Truly a stupid take. You can believe that if you want, but it is a fact that engagement in politics from the left increased under Trump 1 and is increasing under Trump 2, but plummeted under Biden. The Republicans are mobilized through hatred and through xenophobia reliably because they're cattle that can be moved easily. But people who actually do believe in democracy are very discouraged when they get open reminders like this that their supposed leadership does not give a fuck about them and is openly collaborationist with the enemy. It's much worse for morale to be reminded that your leaders don't care about you than it is to be told that your enemy is hateful. Being told the enemy is hateful is a rallying cry. Look at how bad the Republicans are. Oh my God, I better go and vote. Look at how bad the Democrats are. Why even bother voting? You get me? This is just a fact, and it's demonstrated in polling data. You can disagree with me if you want. I'm fighting for the future of this country. I'm fighting against the death of democracy through apathy. We need real candidates, real people who really care about real issues. Blood and passion, you know, fire in their hearts. Not this. This is insane and anti-human. And if you look at this and you think this is normal or acceptable, you are genuinely mentally ill. Like, you are not a human. You think this is normal for a person to act like this? That's crazy. I'm not trying to be performative. It's not just the fact that he looks like this. And I mean, he does look like a Innsmouth villager. But it is inhuman behavior, and people know that, and they recognize that. And you know what? It didn't used to be like this. Go back and look at the behavior of Democratic or liberal politicians from the 1960s and onwards. There you'll find real passion, real people, real commitments, and some real fire in their chest. People who are willing to live and die for their positions. I'm not saying there weren't grifters or liars or people who were corrupt. Of course there were. But a lot of liberals back there, they took their positions as an active, like something you had to fight for. They weren't these freak collaborationist, do-nothing, institutional technocrat types. It wasn't like that. If you go back before Reagan, the character, just go watch speeches. I'm being serious. Go and watch like campaign videos or public debates. Go listen to the radio debates, anytime Carter or earlier, and you will see a marked difference, not just in the tone and delivery and the positions and so on, but also in the charisma, the affect, everything. It was a different world. This is the future they're trying to sell us on. Your two choices are 65 IQ hatred or like 110 IQ banal technocratic surveillance state panopticon Palantir bullshit where no one believes in anything. Sorry, I'm going to stop rambling.
For this war of choice in the Middle East, listen, candidate Trump promised that he was not going to get the country into an endless war, particularly in the Middle East, in the aftermath of what we saw in places like Iraq and Afghanistan.
Oh, and as a final follow-up, the main reason this has happened is because DC has been completely captured by lobbyists and consultants. It used to not be like that. Obviously, corporate interests have always had a massive sway over DC politics, but over the past 50 or so years, the shift up in how much lobbyists and consultants have access to politicians and how closely they stalk them and how much time they spend with them, it has increased astronomically. And it's a real thing, and it's been written on, and I would encourage you to look into it if you want to know more, okay? It is a legitimate structural decline in the, I guess, the efficacy of our democracy.
President Trump has now done the exact opposite. And absent him actually providing us with a compelling rationale, he's going to have a difficult case to make on Capitol Hill.
Leader Jeffries, let me ask you about another aspect of this. As you well know, President Trump fired Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem this week, something you and
Jeffries would rather hold a pillow over a sleeping infant's face than say whether he'd rather wear sneakers or hiking shoes. That's true. That's true. That's
other
good.
Democrats have been calling for. Democrats continue to block funding for DHS amid these demands that there be changes to ICE and the president's deportation policies. Is the change in leadership at DHS enough for you and other Democrats to reopen the government to start to fund DHS again?
Well, again, let's understand Republicans control the House, the Senate, and the presidency. They've made an affirmative decision that they would rather shut down FEMA, shut down the Coast Guard, and shut down TSA, as opposed to getting ICE under control. What we want is a situation.
Can never answer. Can never just answer a thing. Can't do it.
Where ICE is actually conducting itself like every other law enforcement agency in the country, as opposed to using taxpayer dollars to brutalize or, in some cases, kill American citizens.
So is replacing Noem, a big enough step for you to get to yes?
No, it's certainly not.
Okay, there we go. Thank you.
What we need is a change in policy, not simply a change in personnel. Now, Kristi Noem was a disgrace. Yeah. He was totally unqualified. She was a pathological liar. She called American citizens domestic terrorists without any justification whatsoever. But we need dramatic, bold, meaningful, and transformational changes get ICE under control. That's what the American people want to see. That's what we're working hard to deliver.
Congressman, there's a real concern that the Iran...
How endangered are Schumer and Jeffries after the midterms? Jeffries is fine here because he's essentially running unchallenged. Also, his district is relatively conservative Democrats. Schumer is probably next time he's up in 28, but that's only if the problem is that Schumer is very unpopular, but he also has so much money behind him. So anybody who runs against him is going to have to deal with the like weird combination of like, we are more popular than Schumer, but he has basically 100% name recognition and tens of millions of dollars to throw on it. So I don't really know.
Strikes may increase the terror risks here in the United States. Republican Congressman Mike Lawler of New York wrote this, quote, given the situation in the Middle East and the potential for Iran and its terrorist proxies to attempt some type of attack, it is imperative that Senator Schumer and Rep. Jeffries immediately drop all opposition to funding the Department of Homeland Security and pass the funding bill. What say you to that argument that this is about the safety and security of U.S. citizens?
Well, House and Senate Democrats have actually introduced legislation to make sure that every other aspect of the Department of Homeland Security is funded in order to ensure that we are protecting our national security, funding the Coast Guard, funding FEMA, as well as funding TSA. Unfortunately, Republicans have decided that they would block those changes from being put into place in order simply to continue to protect and shield ICE from the type of accountability, the type of dramatic change that's necessary. Things that we're asking to do that are common sense, like making sure that judicial warrants are required before ICE agents can break into the homes of the American people, ensure that there are independent investigations.
Remember how AOC reacted when she was asked this? I remember this, yeah.
Saying that Senator Schumer should not be worried about a primary challenge from you?
I mean, no.
Let me jump in on this one.
This is what we're talking about.
That's exactly what we're talking
about. This is what we're talking about.
You have a country that is falling apart. We had a housing crisis, a healthcare crisis, an education crisis, massive income and wealth inequality, a corrupt campaign finance system.
How the fuck are we going to fix those things if Schumer remains the Democratic Senate leader? Go Bernie, yes? No. Guys, this is bad. How are we going to get any of this done if the Senate Democrat leader is a collaborationist chill and servant of Israel? Like, how are we going to do that? No, he needs to be replaced. Everyone knows AOC could win against Schumer, but she doesn't. No antagonism directed here, you know? No one challenges them. It's crazy.
Is when ICE agents break the law or even kill American citizens so that there's accountability. We want to make sure sensitive locations like schools and hospitals are protected, including other locations like houses of worship and polling sites. These are common sense.
Yeah. This was a cool moment. Things have to actually be done, though. But you can't get anything done if the Democrats in the Senate are still being led by Schumer. We've seen this. Schumer has whipped Senate Democrats into supporting Republican bills. Schumer keeps saying over and over that one of his, basically his top priority in the Democrats, as a Democrat minority leader, is to support Israel. But he doesn't vote for Schumer? No, because he's not a Democrat, but he votes with Democrats. So if Schumer is replaced, the Democrats that Bernie votes alongside will be voting more progressively.
Reforms that are necessary in order to get ICE under control.
Leader Jeffries, a couple more, and we're almost out of time. I want to turn to the midterms, the results in Texas this week. State Representative James Tallarico, of course, as you know, won the Senate Democratic primary against Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett. What message do you have for Black voters who supported Crockett and may feel less enthusiastic?
Vote blue no matter who. Eat shit. Don't care. Vote blue no matter who. What are you, pro-Trump?
Enthusiastic about supporting Tallarico.
Well, Jasmine Crockett ran a great race, and she's going to continue to be a powerful voice as we move forward to hold this administration accountable and to push back against the extremism that they're unleashing on the American people. And I think in her own statement in the aftermath of the results, she indicated that we needed to all come together to make sure that we're doing what's necessary to support our Democratic nominee and to win up and down the ballot in Texas and across the country. And that's what we'll continue to do, to fight to lower the high cost of living, to fix our broken healthcare system, and to clean up the corruption that the Trump cartel has unleashed on the American people.
Leader Jeffries, I have to ask you very quickly, because Vice President Kamala Harris endorsed Crockett in that race.
Yeah, that was funny.
After Crockett's loss, a former Biden-Harris staffer said of the former vice president, quote, her rapidly declining polling numbers are a lagging indicator. Her lack of political relevancy is a leading one. Has Kamala Harris lost her political relevancy, Leader Jeffries?
No, I don't think so. But look, we're focused right now on the 2026 midterm elections, and we're going to do everything we can to make sure we take back control of the House of Representatives, to focus on the issues that matter in terms of dealing with the affordability crisis, to make life more affordable for everyday Americans who are struggling, far too many people, to live paycheck to paycheck.
Okay, so just nothing slop. And also, he won't commit to blocking any additional funding for the war in Iran.